there in India, she got up and she was getting ready to go and do what she did. And the Lord spoke to her and said, the reason I didn't give you blue eyes is because if I did, you couldn't help these girls. Because blue eyes don't go well in India. So anyway, she could never pass herself off as an Indian, you know, with blue eyes. But anyway, but the neat thing about it too was so many of those girls, those thousand, came back and went into the ministry with her. And of course, she's not there. She may even be dead now, but they're continuing on. Of course, that's an outlaw now. You can't do that anymore. But still a lot of stuff happening there, I'm sure. But anyway, I thought that was a pretty neat story.
Amen.
And what the moral was, the pastor said, you know, you ask God for things sometimes and it doesn't happen. And, of course, the little girl said, well, I guess this. Then she just went on with her life. But he said, God is good. He's good all the time. There's always a reason. Like that little girl. She couldn't fulfill her destiny with blue eyes. She just wanted blue eyes. I some days don't want it to rain, so I wash my car. That's pretty selfish, don't you think? But I am not the only one in this building that thinks like that every once in a while. But anyway, pretty neat story. So anyway, thank y'all for coming tonight. And praise be to God. We'll have a great time. And let's see what we need to do here. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this time to celebrate. And Lord God, we're celebrating from here on, every day. You created every day. We will celebrate. We will rejoice and be glad in it. So Lord, tonight I pray that you deal with our hearts and take us to places we've never been before. Show us things we've never seen before or heard before. But Lord God, that will impact our lives. In Jesus' mighty name. And I'm a firm believer that anytime you get in the Word of God, that can happen and probably does happen if we'll pay attention. So, Lord God, we're going to pay attention tonight. We're going to focus. In Jesus' mighty name, everybody said, amen. Announcements, let's see. We are going to try a new experiment with our newsletter. How many of y'all got Facebook? Well, I see. How many families in here got Facebook? That's almost all of us. And, hey, by the way, I have two new phones, and I have a Facebook tablet, and I'm actually looking at it. Praise God. I finally got hooked up. That's right. That's right. I done seen your picture on there before. Anyway, but I went and got the phones, and Ann said, I'm just not going. I've been waiting on her for 3 months to go. She never has time to do that kind of stuff. You just go. I said, I'll do it. But I'm calling Terry, and I'm going to take the girls with me. I'm not going without them. So we went in together, and I'd still be up there probably at that store if it weren't for Lily and Lila. Because they just, yes. How much I owe. That's all I do. But anyway, but it worked out very well, and then went back by their house, and Terry got my tablet all hooked up and synced up. So I'm Wi-Fiing right on down the road. Amen. Praise God. So you better watch out. You better not cry. Santa Claus is coming. Whoa. I saw almost everybody on there. David's got a bunch of stuff on there I've seen. And your mom. That was a cool picture. Amen. So anyway, I don't know how to do anything yet. Debbie and I are still in the dark ages. We don't know how to put anything on there. But we can view. We can snoop on everybody. So hallelujah. But what I started to say is our newsletters last time took 4 weeks, they got lost, but it still worked out okay. And our printer's down, so I talked to Doug about it, and then I talked to Emerald about it, she'll do the work. But we're going to just put it on Facebook. And then for nursery, we'll get that list going, post it on Facebook. We'll also post it here, people to know, and give them a call during the week when they're supposed to keep nursery. And somebody be in charge. So anyway, but was it? Yeah, that Emerald. I said, "Girl, can we just yeah?" Like, well, duh. So anyway, be looking for your newsletter. lots of times it's just upcoming events and a graphic and a scripture. She did a really, really good job. Of course, Doug has done a great job for many, many years. And we may still mail out some things. I just don't know yet. But anyway, pray about that. Let's see. No services this Sunday night because why? Labor Day weekend. Okay. And then Sunday the 13th, we're back to full speed. Nursery's open. Youth is up that night. And if you hadn't been over, looked at the building, we'll go over tonight and look at it if you want to. And it's awesome. I mean, really awesome. Let's see. And I want to, once again, I'll do it again Sunday, thank all of you and everybody that helped make all this possible, like 40 years. So anyway, it's quite a milestone. New generation started. So praise God. But we're still here too, aren't we? I'm glad. I'm like Caleb now. Just give him a mountain, God. I may be old, but I'm still able to take that mountain. Amen. Okay, prayer request sheets are going around. And was there anything else we need to announce? Okay. I didn't think so. Praise report. Who's got some good news? Judy.
Janice's son, Tony, had surgery Monday. Actually, Tuesday. They had told him he was going to have rotator cuff and all that. They got in there. All they had to do was remove some bone spur and clean it out a little bit and everything. Told him his recovery time. Everything was
going to
be so much faster.
You got that right.
So, God is always.
Thank you, Lord. I remember praying out for all that stuff. Praise God. Who else got some good news? God's in the miracle business.
Yes, He is.
Julie.
I have a first cousin that at one point was in direct line of Hurricane Laura.
Hurricane Laura. Did I hear that? Okay.
She evacuated, started packing up before they issued the mandatory and went to her in-laws.
Yeah.
And when she got home Monday afternoon, all she had was limbs down in the
door. Just some limbs. Praise God. Amen. Amen. And as far as Ralph and Gail made it through fine, I think. I saw something on that somewhere, but we're glad about that too. And anyone else have some good news?
James is home on the men.
James is Harrelson's home and getting right along. Amen.
He got a good report today. Just they told him that he's got to get his brain filled back up.
Right, right. Praise God. That's awesome. God's in the miracle business.
Amen.
I think, you know, if you don't talk about things, they don't happen. So let's, don't hesitate to say, hey, we have miracles. I know God's really dealing with Ann about that. So anyway, praise God. Let's see. Anything else? Any more good news? Stephanie's coming home this week, all the way from Boston.
Be here Friday.
That'll be great. Okie dokie. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we want to strictly obey you tonight, as we do any time. Lord, I thank you for all this. In the mighty name of Jesus, everybody said amen. We need to have just a short board meeting. Exit stage left, right up to church. It won't take but just a second, since I have all of you captured tonight. Amen. Everybody seems to be excited about that. Everybody excited?
Yeah.
Let's notify your little face. Okay. All righty. Handy? You got some praise and worship up there, leader man? Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this music. Lord God, the word that you gave me today is for all of us is to focus. Stay focused. So, Lord God, we focus on you right now. And we're going to stay focused. In Jesus' name, amen.
can see the waters raging at my feet. I can feel the breath of those surrounding me. I can hear the sound of nations rising up. We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. I can walk down this dark and painful road. I can face every fear of the unknown. I can hear all God's children singing out. We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. The same power that arose Jesus from the grave, the same
like you mean it. The Spirit of God lives in me.
The Spirit of God lives in me.
Amen. I'm telling you what, y'all. This is... Y'all are so awesome. How did you know I was going to talk about the infilling of the Holy Spirit tonight? And it just never fails. Hardly ever. And when they do the music, and when I keep my nose out of it, there's somebody say amen. Come on now, say amen.
Amen.
All right. Hallelujah. Then I'm going to say something to you, but it's going to go, it's for everybody. Are you ready to go to the other side?
Yes.
Are we ready to go to the other side?
Yes.
Just what that song spoke about. We're going to talk about tonight. We've been talking, referring to for the last 2 or 3 weeks. It's going to take us all the way. Yes. It's the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I've got chill bumps right now. As Brother Copeland said, they're double parked. There is not one, there's not anything else that can compare to the Spirit of God. Nothing man makes, nothing man can dream up, nothing man can scheme. The Holy Spirit is God. And Him doing what God does. It is the very thing, though, that the enemy tries to steal out of the body of Christ. But He's not going to steal it from us. Amen?
Amen.
Because greater is He than me, and He's in this world. Thank God for people. Oral Roberts, I remember saying that. I never heard that scripture in my life. Because I didn't hear many. Probably won't even say it. But I heard Him say it. Greater is He in you than He's in this world. Wow. If we just believe the scripture, we're going to the other side. And I'm telling you something. I was sitting there and the Lord just cracked me up. He is so funny. He said, you want to walk on the water? I said, well. And He said, Peter just wanted to walk on the water. I don't care if you want to play in the supernatural or not. Just walk on the water to show out. I don't care. So He's inviting us to come to the other side with Him. Because that's where He was headed. It didn't matter if they got in a boat, took off, and He didn't have a boat. He knew He was supposed to go. And when you and I get to that point where we are that dependent on God's Word, and I'm preaching to me more than anybody here, dependent on God's Word and God's will be done. My destiny will be fulfilled. He told me to go, we're going to go. If I have to walk on the water. And while we're walking on the water, if Verdell says, hey, Dina, can I walk with you if that's you? Come on. And see, God is free in that, but the church has squashed this historically for hundreds of years.
Right.
But we're not squashing it. We're not going. The thing is, the truth will set you free, and it's the Word of God. And when we do the Word of God, good things happen. Amen? But we're going to the other side.
Yeah.
And we're not going alone. In fact, we can't get there without God. His Spirit within us, the Word of God in us, the vision, the destiny, all that He has for us. And so what? You may not have blue eyes. You may have brown eyes, green eyes. It don't matter. We're going where God says go. Amen?
Amen.
Punch your neighbor and say, I'm all right with that.
I'm all right with that.
No more comfort zone. No more comfort zone. I don't want to get ahead of myself. But anyway, we are in a critical time, and I am so glad the Holy Spirit is leading us. And the things we've been talking about is what I've been seeing right on TV the last 2 or 3 weeks. Just boom, boom, boom. I said, thank you, Lord. And in fact, Ann watched this one program. She said, you got to see it. And I said, well, I'll record it. But I didn't see it for 2 weeks, just about. But I sat down on that and turned it on. I said, that's got to be what you was talking about. She said, yeah, because it was just what we've been talking about. And different words, different thought pattern, but same thing. So anyway, we're going to the other side. I just want to announce it to you. Why stay where you are? Why sit here till you die? Let's get up. If we have to march toward the enemy camp, let's go.
Yeah.
Four lepers. What can they do? What can Church of Oklahoma do? Whatever God wants us to do. That's what we can do. We're touching the world. And when Tracy said that the other day, how many enjoyed Tracy's little short video? He was apologizing when it was over with us. He said, man, that was 15 minutes. I couldn't believe it. It was fine. You didn't need to cut anything. And and Blaine and then Brownie's message touched my heart so much. And Chris. We are so blessed to have ministries like that connected to us. They're not just somebody passing through. They're your brother and your sister. And they care about you and they love you. Amen? Isn't it neat to do that? You can trust them? My goodness. Okay. I'm rambling. Rambling Rose. That's a song one time. Luke 4:18. Can we go there, Catherine? Luke 4:18-19. You know it. It's just been 3 weeks. I touched on this Sunday. I do believe with all my heart, this came up out of my spirit Sunday when I said it, that this is the transition or the pivot place for the launching of the next generation. For us, at least, uniquely for us, whatever. It's about the anointing of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of... Now, Jesus is speaking here, and we won't go there tonight, but in Ephesians 1... Paul prayed a prayer and that you might know the hope of Jesus' calling and his call, and then it goes on down to say that Jesus is the head and the church is the body. And if we'll know this and go back in the Old Testament, the anointing went from the head down to the fringes of his robe, the prophet's robe. So that's how this works. Everybody say it starts at the top. Goes to the bottom. The church is not supposed to tell Jesus what to do. Let's just think on that a minute. You think we've been guilty? Well, we've always had Christmas on this time. We've always. Tradition gets in the way sometimes, doesn't it? We're going to be free in God. If he says do it, we're going to do it. Amen? I had some say after that we got out of here Sunday that, you know, meeting at 2 o'clock was pretty cool. We just had one big service about 3 or 4 hours and then we go home. I said, well, we couldn't get here at 2, much less. We would get home about midnight. But anyway, pretty novel idea. But who in the world was the genius that said, you ought to start worshiping God at 11 o'clock on Sunday. I mean, it's dinner time or lunch time. That's a man. That's not in the Bible, is it? Suzanne, Judy, you know Bible pretty good. Have you seen that in the scripture anywhere? Thou shalt worship at 11 o'clock on Sunday? No. We worship 24/7 because we are his children. Amen. Okay. All right, we got there. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and we can say, me being ourselves, because we are his body, and that anointing flows down because he's in heaven. Then get heaven. Sir. Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to what? Preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, recovering sight to the blind, set at liberty them that are bruised. Next one. And preach the acceptance of the Lord, and go to the coffee shop and sit there all day and talk about your people. Or have roasted preacher every day, every Sunday. It happens, folks. But not in this house. Because I got Facebook now, buddy. All bets are off. I know what's going on. Praise God. Hallelujah. Debbie and I, man, I can talk to you, but we can talk. We can see what you do. Hallelujah. And we're learning, aren't we, baby? To preach the acceptable year of the Lord. I heard a preacher preaching the other day. He said, if it's not the word of God, you don't want to say it. He's talking about words. Powerful, powerful. Anyway. Okay. Now, we talked about Ephesians, that, then that. And it's the anointing that Satan tries to stop. Think about it. Jesus did no mighty miracles till what? The Holy Spirit came upon him. Peter, James, and John, all that group of disciples, they didn't do a whole lot. Now, they did go into some cities and they healed some people. But that was because Jesus told them. He said, you go in my name. But outside of that, Peter wanted to go back to fishing. But when the day of Pentecost happened, something changed. Just what that song was talking about. The Spirit of God was poured out upon all flesh. It would say all. All flesh. And it just dawned on me the other day, it wasn't a measure or just a little bit of doubt. That's, His Spirit's been poured out. The Spirit of God is here to fill us, to empower us, to embolden us, to be a witness, miracle-working power. That's what dunamis means in Acts 1:8. You shall receive power after the Holy Spirit. Miracle-working power. Look at your neighbor and say, how's that going for you? Miracle-working power. David, let's think about the Bible. Peter walking down, they found out Peter was in town, so what'd they do? They went and got Granny and Uncle Joe and everybody else that was sick, put them out on the street just that it, so his shadow would heal them. Where is that mentality today? Where is that spirit today of knowing and believing and receiving? It's coming back. I'm telling you, it's coming back. David, you be walking down. Praise be to God. Hey, David Herbert's in town. They used to stop the train for Smith Wigglesworth. 20,000 people stopped the train, and he'd pray for them and get healed. We don't stop trains anymore for the gospel, do we? And the same preacher I was listening to said, you know why? Used to the politicians came to church. At least when they were running. But they used to go to church. I mean, regularly. He said, and the people in powerful positions, they went to church. He said, they don't come to church anymore. I remember way back, some presidents, they would show them going to church on Sunday regularly. When's the last time you saw that happen? Now, I know Donald Trump, and I know, I'm not saying they're not believers. But I'm saying it. And he says, and I believe it, they don't see any power there when I go. They got Jesus in their heart, which that was a pretty flimsy excuse maybe. But if you ever talk to someone who is very powerful and they work their way up and they know what they're talking about to be successful, I know one, Brownie Bounds' brother, is like that. Brownie was raised in a family. They were orphaned out for a while because her mom couldn't support them. Dad was died, World War II vet. And they had, but all three, she's got two brothers and herself, and she's no dummy. Another brother is genius. Other brother, probably genius, but he got into the oil business. He became CEO of some oil companies. Lived in England for a long time. And Brownie would tell me, and I love talking to Gary, that's his name, because he thought different. He'd walk into a room like he could walk in here and just look at it and tell what's going on. And I'd have to admit, he'd probably be impressed here. Because you see people working successful, doing excellent things. We're having church three times a day, a week. It's pretty excellent. You don't see that much anymore. Why not? Let's just have a little open session, open discussion. Why don't churches meet Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday nights anymore? Because the people don't want to. And the preacher's gonna get paid just the same. I'm telling you, it's a new sheriff in town, buddy. I'm telling you, it's ripping up and down in me. But I'm going to the other side, and we're all going to the other side. And we may have to walk on the water. But you know what? Jesus said, it's okay. Come on. Let's go. Wouldn't that be cool?
Amen.
Now, don't try this when you get home on your swimming pool, because God won't be mocked. But when you need to walk on the water, I believe that you can walk on the water. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. How else was Jesus going to get there? He could have flown, I guess, or wind picked him up, boom, or translated him, but the Spirit said, walk on the water. If God can part the water, I guess you can walk on it too. And it was stormy. I don't know where this is all going, but we're going. Priest, accept the year of the Lord. Okay. Now, it's about the anointing. Let's say it's about the anointing. The one thing the devil wants to steal from the church, from me, from you as individuals, and as a body, and as a church around all believers, he wants to steal the anointing out of them. He wants to steal the Spirit of God out of them. If he can put a tradition on, if he can say, well, you know, those days are over, if he can get people convinced of a lie, what is this? It's truth. It is the truth. Why do we look somewhere else for something else when this is the truth? If we're supposed to walk in the Spirit, we ought to walk in the Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
I was watching Sunday morning, sometime Sunday morning, and it was on
Victory?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was the Eagle Mount Church.
Yeah.
Anyway, David Barton was
preaching. Yes.
Did you see that?
I saw just the tail end of it.
And he was talking about a huge, huge percentage of churches. Christians do not believe in absolute truth.
Right. They don't. Some of them, they'll teach you at seminary, baby, that the virgin birth is a hoax. I've heard that from the guy's lips. And it was from a denomination that we love a lot. Hopefully things have changed. We wonder why there's no power. I'm telling you why. But that's why people are going to fill places up like this. Because they're going to be looking for power. And we're going to have the power, and we're going to have the truth. We're going to praise God, we're going to love each other, and we're going to live by faith. And miracles are going to happen every time we get together.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Why not? If Peter just wanted to walk on the water and show out to his buddies, that's what he was doing. Why else would he go? If it be you, Lord. Well, who do you think it was? No, he said, not just guys. That's you, God. Let me come. He says, come. Now, he did have enough gumption, enough grit to get out there on it. He crawled out of the boat. The other 11 did not. Well, all I'm trying to say is, what the Spirit's trying to say is, don't be afraid to walk on the water. Don't be afraid of the anointing. Don't be afraid of the Holy Ghost. Pray in tongues all you can. Listen to the voice of God and do what the book says. And when we come together, we're going to have a celebration every time. And we do. Well, wasn't our praise team good Sunday?
Yes.
But they were always good. So it's the anointing that makes the difference. And this is a statement we've had for years, but I said, you know, as long as the anointing's there, you won't hear anything out of me. And it's always there. So praise God. That's why they don't let me sing, because the anointing would not be there. You're supposed to say amen right there. But anyway, now let's go to 2 Timothy Chapter 2, 2 Timothy chapter 2, I think it's verse 24. But how can we protect the anointing? Probably most of us in here, we got the Spirit of God. Man, y'all on fire for God. You won't be on a Wednesday night. Amen?
Amen.
You won't go to the other side?
Yeah.
Virgil, you won't go to the other side? Well, I like asking that on Wednesday night because everybody wants to go on. This is the cream of the crop right here, buddy. But anyway, there's some things we will have to do to protect the anointing. Now, I don't particularly believe. Now, it used to be, this is how it used to be. The ministers would We'd hide in an office or somewhere and come out just as the praise and worship, because we didn't want anybody to disturb the anointing. I get it. Maybe if you're an apostle or a prophet, maybe a teacher, but an evangelist, maybe a pastor, he'd be the shepherd of the people. He's going to be with the people. Amen? That's what I love. So, and he's anointed to do what he does. How's he going to do that separating himself from the people? I have found out after 40 years, it does not affect the anointing whatsoever. But now, one thing does upset the anointing is when, just before church time, you're talking and everything's fine, and you know, and loving, everybody's good, and he got it on the inside, he knows what's going on, he's just loving on people, that's what he does. And then somebody runs up to him and says, "Pastor, we got a water leak." Now, I do not, no pastor wants to hear that. Anytime. But especially before church. Just go fix it. Right? Or call somebody that can't. Those kind of things will upset the anointing. But I'm talking about when love's involved and people are involved, the anointing won't get, it's not so fragile as sometimes we once thought it was. Amen? There's no extra charge for any of that. So, you don't have to lock yourself in a room 24/7 to be anointed. So there's some things we can do to protect the anointing. And the servant of the Lord must not strive or be in strife and contention, but be gentle unto all men and apt to teach and patient. Let's go ahead and finish this with 25. There's a comma there. In meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. That's good enough. Thank you. That was a scripture that Brother Hagin would teach for years and years, and that's where we cut our teeth. The servant of God must not strive. Look at your neighbor. Let's just say it out loud.
I cannot afford
strife.
In my life.
It will sever the anointing. If you got hard feelings towards somebody, if you got, as this guy was preaching the other day, and he said, if you got hard feelings towards, if you got a racist thought in you, and it don't matter who he's talking to, it's all colors, and if you got a thought like that, get rid of it now. You got to get back to the truth. He said, love one another. And he went on with a lot of things. If there's fear, doubt, you got to let that stuff go. It will rob the anointing. Now, let me throw this in. When you're praying for someone, or just praying yourself for something, do we act surprised sometimes when it happens? We do. Why? We're not convinced of the Word of God. Two examples. Jesus was coming back from Jerusalem, and Mark going, one of the two. Anyway, the fig tree, he was hungry. And he went to the fig tree. It looked like it had fruit on it, but it didn't have the fruit on it. So what did he do? He cursed it. No man eat fruit of you forever. And it didn't change. It stayed just like that until the next day they came by, and Peter said, "Master, look at this tree you cursed. It's dried up at the roots." But did Jesus act astonished? No. Why? Because he knew what he said was going to happen. I wonder why my anointing is not where I want to be, or ebbing and flowing. Because this little place under your nose, about an inch on your nose, this little place here, destroys the anointing. I mean, when we first got saved, I was teaching Sunday school at Nelton Methodist Church. Had a great time. We lived on Murphy Circle, small house, and me, Jay, and one bathroom. That was normal back in the day, wasn't it, Debbie? Well, they were up to town. They had two bathrooms over there. Until Dennis. Y'all, let me tell you this on Dennis. He ain't here. But one day, I went over there. Dennis had his skill saw out, and he's cutting sheetrock. Can you imagine? It was dust. You couldn't see anything but his eyes. And he was, the bathrooms in their house were back to back. He had two. He made one big one. Come on, Debbie. That's right, isn't it? And he had sheetrock dust everywhere. But before it's all said and done, they moved. He put them back together. He made two again. So, anyway, glory to God. What was he thinking? I don't know. But anyway, glory to God. But anyway, we cannot be in strife. We've got to take care of the anointing. What's the most precious thing about you when you go somewhere? Your wallet? Your purse. I don't normally carry a purse. Do you, Verdale?
No.
I'm glad to hear that. Your car keys. Things that are vital to us. You're going to keep them with you. And you'll watch after them. The number one thing is this right here. Phone. And every time I go to Jay and Terry's, I seem to leave mine. I don't know why. But anyway, we want to guard these things. If we would be half that way for the anointing, look where we would be. It's very precious. It's the anointing that lets you walk in the water. It's the anointing that opens blind eyes. It's the anointing that heals the leper. It's the anointing that raises the dead. It's the anointing that causes people to be saved. Amen? It is the anointing, the presence of God. To such a Acts 1:8, you shall receive power. Have we got the power? Yeah, I speak in tongues. Well, that's great. That's just telling me that you have the infilling of the Holy Spirit. But have you taken it any further? We're going further, y'all. We're going to the other side. Yeah. Amen? And we've been going a long time, but we're going to go all the way. We're not going to quit. Glory to God. I don't know where we're going tonight, but it sounds good to me. I'm enjoying it. Jesus cursed a fig tree, and it died, and he was not astonished. Peter, Jesus said, let me borrow your boat. He did, and he said, launch out in the deep, and Peter begins to give all these excuses like we never do. It was not logical, Jesus, to fish over here in the daytime because the water's real clear, and they see the net, and they swim off. But he said, nevertheless, at thy word, I'll do what you say. So he launched out into the deep, got out there. And Jesus said, what? Let down your nets for a catch. I think in one gospel it says on the right side. Always go to the right side. Be on the right side. Punch your neighbor and say, you'll get that tomorrow. And so they let the nets down. What happened? Well, they let the net down. He said nets, but they only let one down. They had to call the partners to come out and like to sunk both boats with fish. What's fish to that? Now, Larry goes fishing, and I'm glad he does because I get to eat some of them sometimes. But these guys sell the fish for a living. They had a bonanza. They could leave their homes. Money's there. Mama got the money. And Peter was married too, right? Because he had a mother-in-law. Don't forget those little things in the Bible. It'll help you out sometimes. So Jesus, fish get in the boat. They're just going crazy, calling their partners over. And Peter comes to him, falls on his knees and said, oh, I'm such a simple man. Depart from me. He's all shook up. Was Jesus shaken up? I wonder why. He knew the fish was coming. Do I know it's going to happen when I say it? Sometimes, and sometimes not. We get in that gray area. We straddle that fence. Well, I'm supposed to believe this, Dana, but I don't know. Well, you know what? Just shut up. Don't do anything till you get your... Now, faith and anointing can come quick. Amen? I mean, really, you get into a situation where there's a crisis and you just cry, Jesus, he's coming.
Yes.
You ain't never been as anointed in your life when you have something like that to happen. I've heard of people can pick up a refrigerator and run out of a house that's on fire because that adrenaline gets going. Well, I'll tell you one thing. Holy Ghost is more than adrenaline. Amen. So Jesus was not astonished. So why should we be? Amen? I think I just made a big mess out of this tonight. Because there's so, so much. Don't forget, you cannot afford to be in strife. What does that mean? It means probably sometimes just saying, I'm sorry, even though you weren't at fault. Or just go outside so you don't have to listen to it. Whatever. You can't afford it. Love will, the Bible says, the love will constrain you from chewing somebody out. You used to do it at a drop of a hat. Now, something is holding you back. It's the love of God. And that anointing. Protect the anointing. This is homework. Proverbs 4, 20 through about 25. Protect your heart with all diligence. That's your spirit. That's where the anointing resides. For out of it flow the issues or forces of life. Why don't we just, hey, look, y'all, this is a novel idea. And I'm singing to the choir, I'll have to say we do pretty good. But what if we just really got serious about the Bible? I mean, it wasn't something we do on Sunday and Wednesday night. This is how we live, and I know y'all do. And we're all endeavoring to do it, but what if I got the attitude? The Spirit of the Lord is on me because. But there again, don't beat yourself up if you're having a bad day or if you forgot or you just goofed up or you don't feel quite ready. Sister Bucket Mouth, won't you pray for her? I got other things to do. But that, if you'll just stop praying, that's what the Holy Ghost is for. Just pray in tongues. It'll build you up. The Spirit of God will build you up. Then pray. Just don't pray off the top of your head. Boy, I'm telling you, I'm going to get this CD, glory to God. Because it's habits that we form that are robbing us from the anointing. And Jesus has come back for an anointed church. And the world is looking for a place of miracles. They don't care about this or that, except they want power and love. Genuine love and power. Something that's real. Amen? Thank you for your undivided attention. Y'all been so good. And I've been all over the map. But anyway, Mama said there'd be days like this. Yeah. Really? Yeah. Well, the Lord gave me a word for a person. They're not here tonight, but they texted they weren't able to come. But the word was focus, and I knew it wasn't just for that person. It's for all of us. We got to keep our eyes on the target, and it's the Lord. And this preacher I was listening to, he said, if you got to make a decision, you're out here in the world talking to people, just say, well, I'm on the side of the Lord. That'll shut them up. They don't know what to do with that. You don't have to save your Republican or Democrat. I'm just on God's side. I'm on the Bible side. And just keep going. Amen. Has anybody been learned anything tonight?
Yeah. Brother Jimmy?
Yeah.
David texted me Monday morning on the way to work. And he said, prophesy over your life, over the dry areas in your life. Prophesy over your family. And I've been doing that every morning. And things are manifesting
yes.
that quickly in my right. life. And I was prophesying every morning that I want to see more manifestations of the Holy Ghost in the church and miracles and the glory of God to fall, and I wanted to be a part of it. And I just gave God a list of things that I wanted to be a part of and I wanted to do. And I heard God say, be ready. And then tonight you said,
you don't go to the other side.
I'm ready to go to the other side. And I am ready. I am ready.
We're not going by yourself.
I know.
We're going with you.
And the angels in here tonight have been active, very active.
What do you mean by that?
Just been stirring around. They've one flew right across there earlier, and there was one that walked up almost to you, and I could see his footsteps lit up, just like the bottom of his feet lit up, and he stopped about right there. They're just, I think they're waiting on us to send them places.
Mm-hmm.
But they're very active tonight in this room.
Yeah.
They were excited to hear your message.
Praise God.
Send them. Don't let them just be standing around.
No. Oh. It's a. Not like they're nervous. They're ready to go to the other side. Let's just pray in the Holy Spirit for just a second. There's someone right now who is critically ill or injured that needs to be airlifted. Angel, take them.
Yes.
There's someone here to. No, I don't mean to say it like that. There's someone who's. Eyesight is keeping them from being, it's causing them to be unsafe in their home because they don't have any help. Angels?
Yes.
Go take care of that.
Yes.
They are, and we are, the heirs of salvation. And they are to minister to the heirs of salvation. What are they going to minister to us? Salvation, which is sozo, wholeness. Hallelujah. 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 Anyone else have anything? Angels, go and protect our children.
Yes.
Our older people. All of us. Put a shield around us. We draw the bloodline and we declare that Jesus is Lord. Lord, help us to be so full and like Abraham, who staggered not at the promises of God because he believed whatever God said. He was fully persuaded that it was going to happen. Lord, your word shall come to pass in our lives. We will not doubt, will not bend, will not bow, will not waver. But give us wisdom and teach us how to walk as you walked in the anointing. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Somebody that, the family,
I don't know if it's a family member or a friend, a good friend, somebody close to them, they're afraid they have the coronavirus. They don't.
Praise God. They don't. It's just a cold, and it will pass.
Yeah. Lord, help us with our attitudes and our words.
Yeah.
And just assumptions that are not even true. Help us not to speak until we know. And when we do speak, it be deliverance and restoration. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Angels, we thank you for your presence. You're going with us. You always go with us. And we dispatch you now, all those assignments, to bring our destiny to us and cause us to get to the other side. In Jesus' name, amen. Bring those prayer requests down. We'll pray for those, and then we'll be dismissed. Glory to God. All right.
18.
Uh-oh. 18.
Well, yeah, Bert.
We got the tall men out here tonight. I look up to you guys. More ways than one. Father, in the name of the most holy child, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the very Son of God, who lived and died and lives again forever, to rule and reign over the kingdom of God where we reside. Help us to understand, Lord, it's not my way, it's not the Democrat or Republican way, it's your way. You're the king. You're in charge. And we either obey you or we don't. Lord, we choose to obey you. We endeavor, Lord God, to do everything we know to do, that we'll live in love and live by faith. And Lord God, we know that you will bring great success to all of us, great victories, great increase, and great strength. Okay, Lord, I'll thank you. I'll pray that. Hallelujah. Now, Father, we lay our hands on this list of names of precious people. You died for every one of them. And we dispatch the angels to go and bring salvation to them, strength and power and honor and glory. But, Lord, I pray that your spirit fill them tonight. All around the world, people go to bed, wake up speaking in another language. Oh, what a day. In the mighty name of Jesus, we believe this is happening. We believe it's done. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I want to share this before we go. I think sometimes we get, this is totally the right thing to do here, but sometimes I get caught up with praying about me, ministry, da-da-da-da-da, and I guess we all do to some degree, but I think we need to get back. God answers prayers for your family. And there are many instances in the Bible. The Syrophoenician woman said, "We may be a dog, but we eat the crumbs off your table." Her daughter was what? Had a demon. Roman centurion servant was right at death. Jairus' daughter was dead at one time. Praying for your family is very scriptural. Whether they're saved, lost, sick, or whatever, Jesus wants them well in any way in any area of their life. So it's scriptural. Let's just do that. Let's pray for our kids. Let's pray for our moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas. And then and pray for your wives. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Okay, everybody. You be free to go except the board.